fighting soldiers.
This is Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Thomas Woods will join me in 1 hour from now. He is with the Ludwig von Mises Institute. And we'll be talking with us about a series of things that are going to be going on this morning, up to and including a very important essay that appears today at lewrockwell.com entitled "Betrayal of the American Right: Introduction and Preface" by Murray Rothbard. You know, as you get into this whole business of the American Right and what has betrayed it, Dr. Thomas Woods has written the introduction to a book that covers this topic, and it's one of the most important books of our time. You know, there are a series of things we need to look at today in terms of war. One is as follows. The media are ignoring a credible poll that suggests that 1.2 million people have died by violent means in Iraq. Global Research talks about this morning on October the 8th at Media Lens, and it's entitled, among other things, when you look at the sections of this article, "We Can't Talk About Oil." The media are not, as is commonly supposed, windows on the world. They are more like paintings or sketches of windows on the world. Both the window and the reality beyond are manufactured corporate products. The problem is that the manufacturers selling their wares while portraying themselves as disinterested are anything but. They are profit-seeking media corporations that have a very clear interest in highlighting certain issues and in burying others out of sight. Economist Alan Greenspan, former chairman of the U.S. Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, writes in a single sentence of his new 531-page memoir, quote, "I am saddened that it is politically inconvenient to acknowledge what everyone knows. The Iraq War is largely about oil," unquote. A Sunday Times leader briefly waved away this curious outburst, quote, "Many free market economists, like their Marxist opponents, fall into the fallacy of believing that everything in politics hinges on financial self-interest. True, oil has always been an important factor in Middle Eastern strategy, but even countries opposed to the war believe that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. The real reason for the war was Saddam's defiance and the projection of U.S. power after 9/11, unquote. As to explain his remark, Greenspan said, quote, "From a rational point of view, I cannot understand why we don't name what is evident and indeed a wholly defensible preemptive position," unquote. Greenspan noted that he made his preemptive economic case for war to White House officials and that one lower-level official told him, quote, "Well, unfortunately, we can't talk about oil," unquote. Greenspan's comment was too important to be completely ignored by the media, but far too dangerous to be seriously discussed. We can be sure that honest and open analysis of this absolutely central issue will not be forthcoming. Indeed, Greenspan has quickly clarified that in arguing that the, quote, "Iraq war is largely about oil," unquote, he, of course, didn't mean that oil was the motivation for the war. Quote, "I was not saying that that's the administration's motive. I'm just saying that if somebody asked me, are we fortunate in taking out Saddam? I would say it was essential," unquote. Another aspect of reality that has no place in the corporate media's painted window was highlighted last Friday With the release...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Thomas Woods will join me in approximately 1 hour from now. He, of course, represents the Ludwig von Mises Institute and has a very important preface to a book or a foreword to a book that has been written by Murray Rothbard entitled Betrayal of the American Right. The introduction and the preface written by Dr. Woods appears today on the front page of lewrockwell.com. We will be very privileged to have him on the show, and when he does come on, I'll be mentioning specific details as to how you can get to his website. This is Dr. Thomas E. Woods of the Von Mises Institute, who will join me in approximately 1 hour from now. Folks, we're getting close to the No More Wars for Israel conference in Los Angeles. That will take place October the 12th through the 14th. That's just a handful of days from now. And I hope that you get a chance to support that conference either by registering for it or by sending a gift to Mark Glenn. Check this out at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. We're getting that much closer to war. And globalresearch.ca has a very important essay this morning for us entitled The Media Ignore Credible Polls, Revealing a 1.2 million violent death count in Iraq. As we got to just before the break, the opinion research business, the ORB, the British polling organization, has indicated that 1.2 million Iraqis have been murdered, quote-unquote, since the March 2003 U.S.-UK invasion. Again, the Opinion Research Business, or ORB, is no dissident anti-war outfit, according to Global Research. They are a respected polling company that has conducted studies for customers as mainstream as the BBC and the Conservative Party. In February, Les Roberts, the co-author of the 2004 and 2006 Lancet reports, argued that Britain and America might by then have triggered in Iraq an episode more deadly than the Rwanda genocide, in which 800,000 people were killed. The key importance of the new poll is that it provides strong evidence for this claim and strong support for the findings of the 2006 Lancet study, which reported 655,000 deaths. Les Roberts sent this email in response to the ORB poll, quote, "The poll is 14 months later with deaths escalating over time. That alone accounts for most of the difference between the October 2006 Lancet paper and the ORB poll. There are confidence interval issues. There are reasons to assume the Lancet estimate is too low, but the same motives for underreporting should apply to ORB. Overall, they seem very much to align. Most deaths are outside of Baghdad, and Diyala is worse than Anbar. And yet, despite its obvious significance, the ORB study has been almost entirely blanked by the US-UK media. At the time of writing, 4 days after the findings were announced, the poll has been mentioned in just one national UK newspaper, ironically the pro-war Observer. It has been ignored by The Guardian and The Independent. The BBC's Newsnight may have been alone in providing TV broadcast coverage. The program devoted the first 28 minutes of its September the 14th edition to the financial crisis at Northern Rock Bank. Gavin Isler finally said, quote, "More than a million Iraqis have been killed since the invasion in 2003, according to the British polling company ORB. The study's likely to fuel controversy over the true human cost of the war. It's significantly up on the highest previous estimate of 650,000 deaths published by The Lancet last October. At the time, the Iraqi government described that figure as ridiculously high. The independent Iraqi body count group puts the current close total at closer to 75,000, unquote. Eisler's contribution ended after 34 seconds of his segment of that show. There you have it, folks. The media ignore credible poll numbers revealing a 1.2 million violent death count in Iraq. You can see that essay at globalresearch.ca. Speaking of essays and talking about no more wars for Israel this week, that conference is coming up in Los Angeles, October the 12th through the 14th. Here's one coming to us from the mainstream media, Newsweek, Michael Hirsch. Would you buy a used hawk from this man? Neocons converge around the Giuliani campaign. Who is the most dangerous person running for the presidency of the United States? In that poll, probably Hillary Clinton and Rudolph Giuliani will be neck and neck. Looking at what Michael Hirsch has said in the October 15th, 2007 issue of Newsweek, he says that neocons can't help but slink around Washington, D.C. The Iraq War has given the neoconservatives, who favor the assertive use of American power abroad to spread American values, something of a bad name, and several of the Republican candidates seem less than eager to hire them as advisors. But Rudy Giuliani apparently never got that memo. One of the top foreign policy consultants to the leading GOP candidate is Norman Podhoretz, a leading founding father of the neocon movement. Podhoretz is in favor of bombing Iran because of the country's unwillingness to suspend its uranium enrichment program. He also believes that America is engaged in a world war with, quote-unquote, Islamofascism, and that Giuliani is the only man who can win it, quote, "I decided to join Giuliani's team because his view of the war, what I call World War IV, is very close to my own," Podhoretz tells Newsweek. World War III, in his view, was the Cold War. Podhoretz continues, quote, "And also because Giuliani has the qualities of a wartime leader, including a fighting spirit and a determination to win," unquote. Giuliani clearly hopes this image, says Newsweek, born of his heroic performance on 9/11, can carry him to the GOP nomination and to the White House. But is he really the candidate who will keep Americans safer if his primary tactic is to go on offense in the long war, as he often puts it in his campaign stump speech? Critics will say that the neocons already tried that in Iraq. Still, what's left of the neocon movement does seem to be converging around the Giuliani campaign to some degree because he embraces their common themes: a willingness to use military power, a tendency to group all radical Islamist groups together as a common enemy, strong support for Israel, and an aggressive posture toward Iran. Quote, he's positioning himself as the neocon, jokes Richard Holbrooke, a top foreign policy advisor to Hillary Clinton. Among the core consultants surrounding Giuliani, Martin Kramer, who has led an attack on U.S. Middle Eastern scholars since 9/11 for being soft on terrorism, Stephen Rosen, a hawkish professor at Harvard who advocates new major spending on defense and is close to prominent neoconservative Bill Kristol, former Wisconsin Senator Bob Casten, who often sided with the neocons during the Reagan era and was an untiring supporter of aid to Israel, and Daniel Pipes, who has advocated the racial profiling of Muslim Americans. Pipes has argued that the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II was not the moral offense it's been portrayed as being, though he doesn't say Muslims should suffer the same. Some traditional conservatives are weary of the Giuliani team. Quote, clearly it is a rather one-sided group of people, says Dimitri Symes of the Nixon Center, a Washington think tank. Their foreign policy manifesto seems to be, we're right, we're powerful, and just make my day. He's out bushing Bush, unquote. Giuliani campaign spokeswoman Maria Comella says that while the candidate listens to these advisors because, quote, he wants to have as much information as possible, at the end of the day he makes his own decisions, unquote. In some speeches and writings, Giuliani has clearly departed from the more extreme views of Podhoretz, who has said that he hopes and prays that Bush bombs Iran and others. His foreign affairs team also consists of those who take a more centrist view, according to Newsweek. Chief among them is policy coordinator Yale scholar Charles Hill, who is more skeptical of policies like democracy promotion than most neocons. Quote, I really don't know much about neoconservatives, Hill tells Newsweek, adding that the team engages in lively discussions, quote unquote. Asked recently in London about Iran, Giuliani said he hoped to avoid military action in the end, but he indicated that the threat of using it should be made plain. Quote, I believe the United States and our allies should deliver a very clear message to Iran. Very clear, very sober, very serious. They will not be allowed to become a nuclear power, unquote, he said. Podhoretz, by contrast, tells Newsweek, quote, I believe that a bombing campaign is the only way to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear capability, unquote. Regardless of any differences on Iran, Giuliani's neocons are in line with his pro-Israel stance. As mayor of New York, home to the largest Jewish community in the United States, Giuliani became renowned in the 1990s for his aggressive support of Israel and his mistrust of Palestinian leaders. In 1995, with the Oslo peace process underway, Giuliani kicked Yasser Arafat out of a concert for world leaders at Lincoln Center. Arafat, quote, has never been held to answer for the murders he was implicated in, unquote, the mayor said. On a trip to Israel in 2001, Giuliani told an Israeli audience, quote, we're together with you. We are bound by blood, unquote. Earlier this year, in an interview with Foreign Affairs magazine, Giuliani suggested that, quote, too much emphasis, unquote, had been placed on promoting negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. He said, quote, it is not in the interest of the United States at a time when it is being threatened by Islamist terrorists to assist in the creation of another state that will support terrorism, unquote. One of his advisors, Daniel Pipe, has advocated, quote, raising Palestinian villages. Raising Palestinian villages from which attacks are launched. All the other candidates for president, both Republican and Democratic, are also advocates of Israel, as are most American voters. This is Newsweek's essay. Would you buy a used hawk from this man? Neocons converge around the Giuliani campaign. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dr. Thomas Woods at 8 o'clock. He has written the introduction and preface to Murray Rothbard's book, Betrayal of the American Right. You can see that forward at Lou Rockwell. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Thomas Woods of the Mises Institute will join me at approximately 8 o'clock this morning. Among many things, we're going to be talking about the introduction and preface that he has written to Murray Rothbard's book, Betrayal of the American Right. That introduction and preface, by the way, can be seen today at lourockwell.com. Dr. Thomas Woods is my guest at approximately 8 o'clock this morning, and we're going to be talking about some other things that he's written, including a book entitled How the Catholic Church Saved Western Civilization. I believe that that's the title of this very interesting volume, which I have not read, but I've read several reviews of. Again, that's Dr. Thomas Woods with us at 8 o'clock this morning from the Von Mises Institute. No more wars for Israel, folks. It's getting that much closer, both the conference as well as the war. The conference takes place October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. Still an opportunity for you to become a part of that operation. go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you care about peace, if you care about the survivability of America as a free republic, if you care about the security of your family members and friends, you'll want to be a part of that conference, either by coming out to it or supporting it financially. The No More Wars for Israel conference is being held once again in Southern California this coming weekend, October the 12th through the 14th. For more information, go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. The list of speakers are there. The list of potential speakers are also listed there in regard to those who may yet sign up at the very last minute. Mark Glenn can be contacted in a number of ways. NoMoreWarsForIsrael.blogspot.com will give you all of the information as to how to register for the conference online electronically, or to send Mark a contribution for the conference electronically. For those of you who are not in a position to do that via the internet route, you can write Mark at Post Office Box 27, Kerry Wood with a C, Idaho. That's Post Office Box 27, Kerry Wood with a C, Idaho, 83809. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples for $175. Again, that's Mark Glenn at Post Office Box 27, Kerry Wood with a C, Idaho, 83809. Or simply go to the web. And nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com will give you all of the information that you need. Folks, the clock is ticking. I think that you can see it in terms of what globalresearch.ca is posting today in regard to the ORB study in Britain, in regard to 1.2 million violent deaths that have taken place in Iraq since March of 2003. And when we go into what Giuliani is talking about doing, as even Newsweek admits it, it becomes abundantly clear that the so-called top-tier candidates in both the Republican and Democratic parties are all in favor of Zionism. All are advocates of Israel. All presumably are advocates for war on Israel's behalf. Do you agree with that? If you don't, get on board with the No More Wars for Israel conference taking place in Southern California this weekend, October the 12th through the 14th. Getting back to this Newsweek essay, would you buy a used hawk from this man? Neocons converge around the Giuliani campaign. It says that all the other candidates for president, not just Giuliani, but all of the other major candidates for president, both Republican and Democratic, are also advocates of Israel, as are most American voters. That's an interesting statement, isn't it? It doesn't mention Ron Paul in this essay. I wonder why. When Newsweek says all of the other candidates for president, maybe a better way of putting it is all of the other Rothschild-backed candidates for president, both Republican and Democratic, are also advocates of Israel, as are most American voters. And Giuliani's GOP rivals have also taken strong stands against Iran's nuclear program. No mention, once again, of Ron Paul here in this Newsweek essay by Michael Hirsch. There are also a few neocons advising Giuliani's GOP rivals, most notably Liz Cheney, the vice president's daughter, who has joined Fred Thompson's team. Yet other GOP candidates like Mitt Romney have shied away from identifying too much with neocons, especially those who worked for the Bush administration. Romney has consulted with critics and skeptics of the Iraq War, including General Anthony Zinni, General Barry McCaffrey, and former NATO commander Joseph Ralston, but he's also met with hawks like Fred Kagan, quote, he talks to everybody more or less, unquote, says one campaign advisor who didn't want to be named talking about internal campaign strategy. Giuliani may be gambling, says Newsweek, by leaning so heavily on the unpopular neocons. He also knows, however, that painting the war on terror as a broad moral crusade, the basic neocon approach is probably the only way that he can win over a conservative Republican base that doesn't like his squishiness on values issues. We'll be back with Mark Dankos, America on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How do you feel about another war on Israel's behalf, a much wider war, one that will involve an American attack on Iran, with all of the implications that would follow such an attack? How do you feel about that? You know, we're right in the middle of the baseball playoffs. The NFL season is underway. The Dallas Cowboys are on Monday Night Football tonight, I believe. And when you think about all of this, what does it mean? What does it mean? Folks, we're getting closer, a lot closer, to a full-blown Third World War. Even Newsweek seems to be intimating that in regard to its confession of what we already know, and that is that all of these so-called upper-tier candidates in both parties are completely attuned to what is going on with Israel. Giuliani, Newsweek says, may be gambling by leaning so heavily on the unpopular neocons. He also knows, however, that painting the war on terror as a broad moral crusade, the basic neocon approach, is probably the only way he can win over a conservative Republican base that doesn't like his squishiness on values issues like abortion or his marriages. Giuliani has succeeded by casting the war on terror as the, quote, defense of Western civilization, and for many voters that is a moral issue, unquote, that may be as important as abortion, says Gary Bauer of American Values, an advocacy group that promotes traditional marriage and pro-life views, among other conservative issues. Quote, without that, it would be inconceivable that a socially liberal New York mayor could be leading in the polls for the Republican nomination, unquote. Giuliani's support of Israel also plays well with Christian evangelicals who have made survival of the Jewish state part of their doctrine. Then there is the Clinton factor. Even key Southern evangelical leaders who don't favor Giuliani because of his views on abortion, like Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention, tell Newsweek that Giuliani is still running strong because the right sees him, quote, as the only candidate who can beat Senator Clinton, unquote. No matter whom he's taking advice from, Giuliani knows that the impression that he can make Americans safer than Hillary Clinton could ultimately bring him the nomination and the presidency. That's what Sarah Elkins tells us today in Newsweek. Folks, have we really reached this point? Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention tell Newsweek that Giuliani is still running strong because the right sees him as the only candidate who can beat Senator Clinton. Who really cares, Mr. Land? Giuliani is pro-abortion. Giuliani is pro-gay. Giuliani is a cross-dresser. Giuliani favors gun control. Giuliani favors, presumably, the entire agenda of the corporatists in this country that are moving us closer to a new world order and a world government. Giuliani's law firm is representing foreign companies who want to charge money for Americans to use their own roads, both in Texas and elsewhere. Giuliani, according to Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, is a criminal, quote unquote, in regard to the things that he did while he was a federal prosecutor. But none of that matters to Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention, because Giuliani is a promoter of an expanded war on behalf of the Zionist State of Israel. Richard Land has apparently never heard, by the way, of the whole pericope and parable in the New Testament entitled the fig tree. He's never read what Jesus Christ has to say about the parable of the tenants. Mr. Land apparently has never heard of the entire conflict that resulted in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, or the entire ideological struggle as it is reported in the book of Acts, between those who wanted to proclaim Christianity and those who wanted to oppose it. Mr. Land of the Southern Baptist Convention has apparently not figured out that the same people that he's aligned with in regard to this so-called war on terror are the very people who are the most significant promoters of abortion and homosexual rights and all of these other left-wing cultural issues in the United States. What is going on here? I think it's very apparent what is going on here, that among other things, Mr. Land and Mr. Bauer and some of these other so-called leaders of the Christian religious right have failed, among other things, to read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Beware of those who say they are Jews and are not, says Jesus Christ, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Folks, we're getting down to a countdown when it comes to war. Your children, your brothers, your sisters, your husbands and wives, your extended family members and friends in your community are all at risk. All at risk of going down the tube in an absolute conflagration that has been brewing since 1948. On behalf of what? On behalf of a group of people who have brought you great declension in the morals and spiritual fiber of America, who have brought you the central banking system, who have brought you the direct income tax, who have brought you the Federal Reserve Board and its ongoing manipulation of fiat currencies, who have brought you expanded wars for empire abroad, including in the Middle East, that have nothing to do with the national security interests of the United States. All of this is about to consummate in terms of this American attack on Iran. Is it going to happen? Are you going to allow it to happen? Are you going to remain silent amidst this brewing cauldron that is pointing toward the most disastrous moment, not only in the history of the United States, but the history of the world? Again, support the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. NoMoreWarsForIsrael.blogspot.com is the place to go to get registered for that conference and or to support it financially. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press needs your help, and he needs your help right now in regard to putting together, continuing to put together through the week, the best possible conference scheduled to open at the end of this week in Los Angeles. The clock is ticking, folks. The clock is ticking. You can be a part of that movement, or you can simply passively sit by and allow catastrophe to occur. I have a caller, John in Tennessee. You're on the line for Mark Dankoff's America. John, go ahead, sir.
Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
I'm not surprised when I hear about Richard Land supporting Giuliani, and I'll tell you why. I'm actually calling you from Nashville, Tennessee. Richard Land is highly thought of down here. I heard him interviewed on a local radio station. Were you aware that Richard Land is a member of the CFR?
No, I was not, and that's very interesting. So Richard Land is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I heard it come out of his mouth on the radio when he was asked. He said, yes, I am. And the talk show host asked him why, and I heard this, Mark. The Council on Foreign Relations knew that if they wanted to further their goals, they were going to have a member of the evangelical community. So I joined. So it is not at all surprising. The surprising part is that the only candidate on either side that isn't a member of the CFR is Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo, as far as I know. And that's the two so-called third-tier candidates. What's interesting, Mark, did you know that Ron Paul was here Saturday at the Municipal Auditorium in Nashville?
How did that appearance go?
Well, there's 300 and some members of the Ron Paul group here, and they had over 1,500 in attendance. It made the front page of the Nashville Tennessean, which is a pretty liberal newspaper, but yet Fred Thompson got top billing with his cry for reduction of corporate taxes. But they did give Ron Paul a pretty good spread in the paper and explained and expressed the sense that he has to go across to all the parties. He's reaching young and old. He's reaching rich and poor. He's reaching Democrats and Republicans. Ron Paul's message is getting out. And from what I understand, there's a lot going on in Nashville. I'm going down the road. I drive a truck. And I've got Ron Paul flyers. And I do things a little different. I deliver gasoline. So I'll fold the flyer and fold it twice and half lengthwise. And I insert it in the card reader at the gas pumps. And they've got to take it out to use their credit card. I've had people go down the road holding up Ron Paul stickers, Ron Paul flyers, showing them to me in the truck. His message is getting out.
What do you think is likely to be Ron Paul's showing in the initial primary or two in the election season? This is going to be fascinating to watch, isn't it?
It is. When we see the results of the polls, and some polls will show that Ron Paul has won the debates, but yet he doesn't have a mention on the mainstream news, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see something extraordinary. You know, if the truth were to ever get out, I would say that, it would be tremendous. Unfortunately, and this is a hard pill for me to swallow personally, Mark, is that our media is a modern-day propaganda machine. It's stronger than Germany's was in World War II. I believe with all my heart that it is 10 times the strength of the German propaganda mill. And Americans are so dumbed down that they don't realize it. You're told what they want you to hear. If you want the truth, I tell people you've got to go find it. You've got to compare apples to apples. You've got to see if what you're being told is anywhere near what you're seeing with your own eyes. So, you know, to me, if Ron Paul has the votes to win the primary, it's going to have to be so outrageous and so much of a landslide if the American public is ever going to get to know the truth. And if that happens and he's denied the candidacy, and I believe that it's possible that he'll be denied the candidacy even having won the primary election. But if that happens, people are going to know it. I mean, talk is talk. And I don't know anyone when they say they're against Ron Paul, the excuses and the reasoning that I'm hearing is because he's against the war in Iraq. Well, when you consider that the war in Iraq was never declared properly, he is a strict constitutionalist. Even those that are his detractors say that he is so strong on the Constitution. They call, you know, we've heard it before that he's Dr. No. If it's not in line with the Constitution, he'll vote no. I don't know. I'm gonna let you go. I don't want to ramble, but I just wanted people to know that Richard Land and the other guy that came out with the book Purpose Driven Life, I heard him interviewed also, and he is a CFR member. So this
I had heard that about what is his name, Rick Warren. Not aware of Land. Before I let you go, John, what was there any reaction among religious, so-called religious media, or among religious people, Christians that you know in Tennessee, to Land's statement that he belonged to the Council on Foreign Relations?
Well, with regards to the people that called into the talk show, unfortunately, no. And Mark, you know, even when Fred Thompson admitted to being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Fred Thompson said that it's a think tank, that it's a policy think tank. You know, people, when we talk about the CFR or the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderberg or the Hidden Agenda or the Illuminati or the different conspiracies that we know to be true, people are so programmed to think of it in terms of conspiracy theory that even if they agree with you, they would never put themselves out in the open to be attacked. You know, they don't have the backbone for it, Mark. But the talk show host, who claims to be a Christian talk show host, he didn't have a problem with it either. You know, to him, the CFR is not a threat. They don't control politics in this country. That, you know, they're not a sister organization to the group from Great Britain, when we know that history tells us that they are.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, to me, when you get into reading Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, it becomes abundantly clear the extent to which the Council on Foreign Relations controls the foreign and domestic policy of the United States through many avenues, including the news media, and in terms of a lock, stock, and barrel control of the mainstream political process. And to me, when you read Newsweek and see their spin on this Giuliani campaign, it's pretty clear that we can put together our case for this just through mainstream media sources.
Well, Mark, when you look at the books, like you mentioned, Tragedy and Hope, I'm in the middle of one now called The Architects of Conspiracy by William Hoare. You know, these books, they're very well written and they're compelling, but they're also highly documented. And it's not a documentation of he said this back in this, but it cites other books. And when you go to the other books, it cites documentation, government files and government reports that are documenting the conversations that went on, the plans that were put in place in the background. You know, I don't know of any other way to explain it other than that people are so much of a slave to earning their living that they're consumed and concerned with football and baseball and hockey and pay my house note and pay my car payment, that to them, they really don't care. It's all they can do to try to survive. But yet the majority of people, if they survive, they're not going to survive very long because you're a slave. I mean, let them have their money. Let them owe us, you know, the banks. Hey, let them have their $150,000 in debt to us. Let them think they have wealth on paper. They're still our slaves. We're going to get their money. Let them be fat, dumb, happy, and stupid. You know, I mean, I sound critical, and maybe I am, maybe too harshly. But to me, you know, we've got one chance at life, and we've got one chance in our life to see to it that our heirs and our grandkids and our kids have a world or a country that we're proud to leave them. And if we're not willing to sacrifice and work for it, then how can we open our mouths? How can, you know, if we can't try to wake people up to the fact that you're losing your country, how can we complain?
God bless you, John.
You too, Mark.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Thomas Woods will be up with me at approximately 8 o'clock this morning. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We'll be right back.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We hope to have a hookup with Dr. Thomas Woods in a few minutes. He, of course, is with the Von Mises Institute. You can read online today at lourockwell.com the introduction that Thomas Woods has written to the late Murray Rothbard's book entitled The Betrayal of the American Right. What's happened to the American right? Murray Rothbard's book is a good place to start in understanding what has happened since the end of the Second World War. The introduction to that book has been written by Dr. Thomas Woods, and we're going to be looking at some of his own writings in regard to a whole host of issues, including Dr. Woods' book entitled How the Catholic Church Saved Western Civilization. So he should be with us in a few minutes. Folks, this is again your opportunity to support the No More Wars for Israel conference taking place in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Go to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com for all of the latest information on this. This is also your opportunity to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. We need you, and we need you now, and we need you on an ongoing basis. Please support this truth radio operation to the extent that your resources permit. It's also time to ask you to support the American Free Press. They're doing the same things with the newspaper industry up in Washington, D.C. that we're trying to do here in Round Rock, Texas, in regard to truth radio. The American Free Press can be reached at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. All of the things that we're doing at RBN here through the airwaves, AFP is trying to do in what Mark Glenn has described as America's last real newspaper. Folks, if you don't like controlled Zionist corporate news media, you need to support those outlets that give you real news and real analysis. That boils down to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, at republicbroadcasting.org. That boils down ultimately to the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS, where you can read Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Mark Anderson, Chris Petherick, all of the Charlie Reese, Paul Craig Roberts, all of those folks in one central location known as the American Free Press. Please again contact them at 1-888-699-NEWS. This is also your opportunity to continue participating in what Ron Paul is doing at ronpaul2008.com. He has now raised $5 million in the third quarter, according to the latest statistics that have been released. And when you look at the cash that Dr. Paul has on hand, I think we're going to have a horse race on our hands in terms of this whole business of the Republican nomination. This is a very, very effective guerrilla campaign that Ron Paul is running. And you need to be in contact with him at ronpaul2008.com. Newsweek wants to continue avoiding him and ignoring him. How much longer can they do that? We'll see after the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucus. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The saying for the week, no more wars for Israel. We'll be back. Stay tuned. With research.